forget about it.
No, I completely get that. I started wearing a bra pretty late too, but I didn't go through puberty until late, so I was like, I had nothing there. I don't know about
you.
Oh
my gosh. Did you ever like want to wear a training bra though? I was like,
yeah,
everyone's like, you have nothing. And I was like,
yes.
We need to go to limited two and yep. I'm getting it was a thing. And you'd like, oh my gosh, my bra is showing. I remember I'd be like, see girls' straps. I'd be like, oh my God, I want to show my straps. Like, it's so weird.
You'd be like, they're so cool. Like, oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh my gosh. She's wearing a cup bra. Oh my. Like, literally, like, the Justice or the limited two bras, like, holy crap. I'd, like, get so excited. Me and my friends would go to the mall and be like, let's go to the bra section.
I know.
Now I, like, literally am not wearing a bra right now. I quite literally don't wear bras at all unless, like, I have to wear, like, sticky boobs. I know. It's different. But, like, it's so crazy. Like, I stuffed my bra. Like, I – not every time. I probably stuffed my bra, like – every now and then, but it was just so – I wanted to feel all cool and pubertied up.
I get that. Well, I never did that, but I feel like once I went through puberty, it was like boobs overnight, like for me. But I went through it late, which is normal too. I mean, I feel like I've been a late bloomer in a lot of the senses. And I feel like for a lot of the world, we teach like everything needs to be rushed and sped up and whatever. And I remember feeling almost like kind of like a late bloomer. And that's, it's all normal, baby. Like, you are.
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy because when you're so young, you're so worried about it. Like, oh, my gosh, she hit puberty already. I haven't. And now, like, we're all like, oh, my gosh, like, I wish I hadn't yet. You know, like,
exactly.
Now it doesn't matter at all.
And now we're like waiting for menopause because we're like.
I know.
No,
oh
I'm kidding. We're actually not because it's like miserable.
Yeah, I actually really don't want that.
No,
actually.
No. But like, once you start getting your period, yeah, you don't stop. So it's like, why are you dying to get it so soon? Like, you're good, you know? And then you get acne and then you get like, I don't know, like it comes with cons.
Yes, the makeup for sure. I have a friend to this day, her skin is so gorgeous. And it's because she barely wears makeup, you know? She doesn't really, she never like does this insane skincare routine. Whereas you and I, being on YouTube, we like did these makeup routines.
Yeah.
And then I experienced some really bad acne. And I think it does have a lot to do with that. You know, it's so fun. I don't regret it, but it's interesting.
Me too. Me too. It's interesting how experiences when we're younger, though, like shape us, though, because I started wearing makeup because I remember someone commented, a guy again, oh my gosh, commented on my under eyes. And I was like, oh, now I have to wear makeup.
Aww.
Yeah, right. And I went home and I was like, Mom. And then, like, she took me to, like, the mall. We got, like, Bobbi Brown under eye concealer, like, nothing crazy, but
Bobbi,
you know,
Brown, when, love that.
Yeah. But now, like, my, when I wear, like, one thing of makeup, it's always under eye concealer. Like, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
How that sticks with you.
It's so crazy. Like, some things, it's just so crazy how much your childhood truly affects you. I don't know if you have this, but when I'm talking with my therapist, she often brings me back to my childhood. She asks me questions about my childhood, and I'm like, why is she so obsessed? But it's so crazy.